Christmas! I had to throw a quick podcast, a start to... Welcome back, I should say. This might be the beginning of the podcast. I had to. I was on a job. I don't know if you guys are going to find this funny, but I thought it was fucking hilarious. Inside. I'm on a job site, driving out. I got to go run and look at something for a guy. And there's these Mexican fellas, these concrete guys standing around smoking cigs, about eight of them. And I'm in the truck driving by with my window down and this playing. Ah, Jesus. You should have seen the looks they were giving me. Oh, my God. If you don't find that funny, then fuck you. Just out here earning my fucking hunt. I don't even know. I'm kind of on hiatus from hunting right now. Well, that's not true. I'm going to go hunting this weekend with my wife. Try to get her a deer. At some point, I got to recap my weekend of rifle hunting where I fucking sucked ass because I'll explain later, but I'm not a good rifle hunter, no doubt. But alright, well, that was a quick intro. I'll jump back on here later when I have more time to talk, but I wanted to share that with you folks. I tell you what, the only thing that could have made it better is if those guys would have started dancing. All right, get your asses back to work. I'm going to work. All right, back at it, back in it, back at it. 12:30 at night. I'm in the meat wagon. I'm fucking chasing some Yodi dogs. I've had a couple people message me and ask me where the fuck the latest podcast's at. When are you gonna get a podcast out, Jake? Jesus Christ. Isn't there enough other podcasts out there? You need my fucking shitbag podcast? Is that what you need? God damn it, Rogan's pumping out like three a fucking day, and they're all 4 hours long. Jesus, what the fuck do you need me for? He's actually interesting, and the people he has on... Fuck, he had a bee lady on. I listened to it, and I was like, holy shit, I cannot fucking believe how interesting this is. About bees. Bees are fucking fascinating. I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah, I'm a little hyped up. I'm a little fucking caffeinated. I'm a little jacked from my evening. I fucking tried to run this rabbit over twice now. Yeah, I'm a little fucking wired. I'm a little wound up. Me and the old lady, we were able to find ourselves a babysitter for a couple hours this afternoon. And we went and sat in our little makeshift blind shack diddly thing that's on the edge of a field between, it sits in my buddy's stackyard, but these deer come out of the river, they go through there and they go out in the wheat, and fuck, I love December. Those deer just start piling in there. They're on the feed! I'm out of tags. I shouldn't say that. I'm out of buck tags. I've got doe tags. And my wife, she still got her buck tag. So tonight we were like, fuck, let's do this. I got a camera out there. They've been cruising through there quite a bit. Nothing giant, but decent bucks. So tonight we went out. We got set up. And literally... The blind is a old grain shed. and you're just shooting through the fucking doorway. So as they come, you don't get to see them, you know, you don't get to know that they're coming. So it's fairly quick there, but they jump the fence right there, and then they kind of mosey through there. So it was pretty badass tonight. We got set up, and my wife was first to shoot because, well, I want to get her a buck. I don't give a shit about shooting does. So she gets set up, and the way this thing is the deer come from the right, and I was sitting on the right of her, and all of a sudden she's looking, she's got her bow on her lap, she's looking that way. I can tell something's happened. I can't see the deer. I was gonna try to film it, but I can't, you know, it's just this wide gaping fucking opening of a doorway. So I was like, ah shit, I ain't even gonna try, you know. So I just kind of stayed where I was, just watched her. Of course, my fucking heart was pounding like a god. Like, I think I was maybe more excited than her. Of course, she's got ice in her veins. And that buck came in and he jumped the fence. I heard the twang of the fence. So she could see, I don't know, fuck. She was looking at him. He jumped the fence. He came over behind the bales, and she fucking threaded him. I heard it hit him, and I thought it sounded really good. And I moved over in the doorway, and I could see him. He ran back to the fence. He was probably like 80 yards away from us, and he was kind of hunched up, so I was like, I don't know, what the fuck? Maybe she hit him a little farther back. And I looked at him with the binoculars. I would have said it was a fucking heart shot. I don't know. I honestly don't... I don't even want to speculate at this point, because we didn't... I know where he is. I know right where he is. We found him. He was bedded, but he was still alive, and he was pretty close. This is pretty small property. And the neighbor's kind of a dick bag, so I didn't want to push him. We left him. We're gonna go try to find him in the morning. I think he's gonna be there, but if you showed anybody where the blood was coming out, it's pretty good blood, you'd say heart shot, right behind the shoulder, you know, bottom third. But I don't know if it angled in, if it was just too much of an angle. She said he was quartering away a little bit. Maybe got one lung. And I've seen deer with a clipped heart that lived for a fucking long time. And the one doe I shot that way, the heart, and you guys can message me if you have similar experience, but the fucking heart was like this dark red, just shriveled up sponge looking thing. It was nasty. Because I think it was still trying to pump, but it was losing blood slower in the cavity. I don't fucking know. I'm not a goddamn, biologist. I don't know. But she's shooting smaller heads. I'm sure he's bleeding internally. I think he's going to die. I mean, I would have said he would have been dead. But anyway, she shot him. We still had an hour of daylight left. And he wandered back towards the river. So I was like, and the river, there's a piece of river, and then it turns into a neighbor's property. So I didn't want to go in right away anyway. I was like, ah, fuck it. Let's just sit. Maybe you can shoot a doe. So we sat, nothing else ventured by. I think there was some stuff out in the field already. They come from all fucking different directions. Some of them come from the river. Some of them come from, the river kind of wraps around there, so they can come from just about anywhere, but a lot of them like to jump that fence right there, and, some of them are fucking with my buddy's hay. They're not really eating it, but they are definitely fucking, I'm sure they're eating it. It's not fucking baiting. They're not Trust me, the hay's not there for the deer. My buddy's does not like them in there. But anyway, like I have to fucking defend that. Jesus Christ. Fuck off. I don't even care. It's not fucking baiting. They're not coming in to eat the fucking hay. They're walking through that aisle because that's where they feel safe. So we sat there for a little while. It started getting dark and it was plenty light outside. You know, it was last like 15, 20 minutes of daylight. But that shed gets super dark inside of my, and Lana can't really see her pins very good. You know, she, if it's at all dark, she struggles, and it was pretty dark. And I heard the fence ping. I was like, oh shit, there's something coming. So I looked, there's a little crack in the back. I got up, looked, and there was four does coming from behind us. And they had just jumped the fence. So I was like, oh shit. I said, does coming, can you see? She looked at her peep. She's like, no. So we swapped places. I get in the driver's seat. And with the stick, I mean, no big deal, you know, whatever, like, I don't need, you know, oh, fuck, I didn't even tell you, it's doesn't have to be light in the box. So, in they come, one, as soon as the first one stepped out, I fucking shot, and that bow is so goddamn quiet, I hit her fucking perfect, she ran straight ahead and ran into the bale, you know, in towards the bales. The other ones darted out in the field and just looked back like she was fucking like, what the fuck was what are you doing? So they split up, which is perfect because I was like, all right, the other ones don't know what happened. They started feeding out in the field, just kind of milling, and they headed out. And that one laid down right. I mean, shit, she died like 40 yards away. Like, all right, cool. We had still had like 20 minutes left of daylight. It's like, let's just sit here. Fuck, you never know. I mean, there's been deer. Like, you should see this place. It's fucking, the amount of tracks coming through this trail is out of control. So, anyway, we sat. And fucking had a couple bucks come by. I was like, ah, shit. You know, this herd, not a herd, Jesus Christ. Like three bucks come by. Nothing was as big as what she had shot. And when I saw him coming through the crack, I was like, do you want to move over? And she's like, there's no way I can shoot. I'm like, all right, well, so I just let them go by. And, Right at dark. We were about to get our shit together, and I was like, fuck. Let me look. So I look, and here comes three more does. I was like, oh, fuck, yeah. Right before, I mean, this is last light. Here they come, and they're on a beeline for the field, so I know it's going to be a quick shot. They jump the fence, and the first one out is not a fawn, but a younger yearling. So I let it go by. And the next one that comes out, holy shit, like a fucking behemoth of a doe. Like a fucking huge doe. She steps out, and luckily that little one kind of was running around, so she stopped and looked at it. Fucking, I dumped the string on her. She blazed out of there, jumped back out, jumped into the field, and was running in just like a... I didn't feel as good about that shot. I wasn't 100% sure. But, I mean, shit, it was only like 15, 18 yards. They come by pretty close. And she was running in circles. And, fuck, she fell over right in the field. And that was it. All the rest of the deer were like, out in the deer that were out in the field were like, fuck you, I'm out of here. And they left. And it was dark at that point anyway, so. Anyway, we blood trailed, we found Lana's arrow, it broke off, had some blood on it. The blood in the snow, it did look a little bit darker red, but I mean, that's kind of how, I know it wasn't a meat hit. I saw where the fucking arrow entered. Now, where it exited, I don't know. And where it broke off, I don't know. But it was sticking out the other side of it, I think, because we only found like the end, maybe like 4 inches or so. So this fucking arrow went clean through and then broke off on the other side. I think he's gonna be dead tomorrow. I mean, you talk about a fucking night having a buck and 2 does. Well, more deer than that. No, I'm not gonna let you come hunt with me. Go fuck yourselves. Yeah, anyway, good times. I'm fucking tired. Good times. I gotta look at, god damn it, I don't even know where the fuck I am. I think I need to take this road. Of course, now I'm out hunting coyotes because that kind of jacked me up, kind of got me revved up. We came home, we grabbed the kids, and they were a pain in the ass, but I wanted them to come help us gut the animal, you know, come in and experience, make it a family trip. And of course they were cold and wouldn't wear their boots and wouldn't fucking wanted to go, but didn't want to go. You know that whole fucking story. I don't want to go, but you're like, all right, fine, I'm going to go. No! Jesus Christ. Ah, kids. Fucking. They're fun. They are fun. But they finally got them all rounded up. And went out, gutted the does. So I was kind of wound up by the time we got the kids to bed. I was like, ah, fuck. I could stay up for a little bit. So now I'm out fucking driving around looking for coyotes. I made 3 stands. Sorry. Oh, I'm tired now. I've made 3 stands. I've had a few coyotes come in, but they've all come in from behind me, got wind, and left. The cack suckers. As they tend to do in late season. But I got 2 more spots I'm gonna go try. Then I'm gonna go home. Go to fucking bed. I'm tired. We gotta get up. I'm sure the kids were up this morning at fucking 5. So we'll see. We're gonna get up in the morning, go look for Lana's deer. And then I don't know. I guess I'll jump back on here. I don't know. Maybe I'll have her on for a few minutes. She doesn't even want to, you know, like how are we going to do that with the kids? I mean, she'd obviously do it, but... Ah, fuck. Anyway, I'm tired. All right. I'll jump back on later and fucking keep you posted. High school, folks. If that doesn't take you back to high school, then you're probably a lot older or a lot younger than me, and you can go fuck yourself listening to your fucking, I don't even know what they listen to these days. I was a bit of a punk rocker in my day? I don't even know what this is. I think this is like Blink 182. That might be a little bit, that was like not the cool shit. I don't know. I think I listened to Green Day and stuff. I don't fucking know. I skateboarded. I had long fucking hair. I wore all black. Jesus Christ, that was cool. It's 2 a.m. I've finally killed a coyote. I'm saying, fuck it, I'm going home. I'm cold, tired. And I know the kids are going to be waking me up in about 3 hours. So, fuck it. Time to go home. But I wanted to get at least one. I called 3 dogs in. They came in fairly close. Well, 2 of them come across the draw, but all I could see was their heads above the grass, and I kept thinking they were going to pop out of the grass. They didn't, and then they went back across the draw, and they were out there about, I ranged them, the last time I ranged them was like 2:30, which is a fucking poke for me, but I thought, what the hell? And fucking dropped, I dropped that one. Just fucking dropped him and then tried to get the other one on the run. It didn't work out, but got one of those little bastards. Deer killer down! Deer killer down! Ah, fuck. God, this podcast has got to suck. I don't even know if I want to post this one. But you guys have been asking for one, so maybe I'm just going to post it just to spite you. Just to be like, well, fuck, if you want one so bad, here it is. Here's this pile of shit. Seemed like there was something else I had on my mind. God damn it. What was it? I don't know. I'm going to jump back on later, but I did get me a coyote tonight. Yeah, that's me farting. Oh, God. I have got to get back on the wagon. Jesus. When I fall off the wagon of eating, it's fucking terrible. I know everybody says, I'm so fat. I love these motherfuckers that are, like, actually fucking, like, beefed up buff as fuck. Like, I'm a fatty. Like, go fuck yourself. You're not fat. You want to see me with my shirt off? I look like the goddamn fucking Pillsbury Doughboy. All right? I got man titties. I may not... Well, yeah, I definitely have some... There's some definite tit going on. I mean, it ain't as bad as, like... how I used to be, or some of you folks out there look like you need a fucking double D bra, but it's not great. It's not great. I'm always going to be a little bit of a half fat because I like food. I like sugar, but holy fuck, sugar is... God damn it. Every time I talk about shit, I'm like, everybody out there's like, I know this. I heard it on Rogan fucking 10 years ago. Sugar's addicting. Yeah, it fucking truly is. And it sneaks up on you, at least for me. I'll just, you know, I'll just be like, well, I just got done achieving whatever the fuck that goal was. Now I'm just going to bail on all this. I'm traveling. I'm just going to start drinking Pabst. And eating ho-hos. I get after it. And I mean, I suck those things down. I just get crazy. And this time of year, I've always blamed, like, I'm always like, I don't know what it is about winter, but I'm just hungry. I just get super hungry in the winter. I think it's just the cold and something about my genetics. My biochemistry makes me hungry. It makes me want to eat. I think it's I'm trying to put on fat for the winter. No. It's just me being a weak-minded piece of shit and letting myself do it. It's hard too with the holidays. You're like, fuck. You know, I could go crazy. I could get all fucking, you know, back on the diet. But 100% planning on eating about 6,000 calories in one meal at Christmas and Thanksgiving. You know, I already did that. So I'm like, fuck it. Why be good for 2 weeks and then fall off the wagon? Then, you know, which makes no goddamn sense at all. Like, just fucking do as good as you can and then be like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to eat like a pig today. And you probably won't. You probably won't do as bad as you would if you just continue to stretch that stomach. What am I talking about? Fuck, I don't know. But I feel like garbage. I think I'm 35 now. Somebody told me that they didn't start feeling like people are always like, yeah, you know, if I eat one of them, you know, if I eat one of them little fucking Snickers, not the big ones, not a normal size, not a king size, not a normal size, like if I get after one of those little ones that you get out of a fucking bucket of, you know, at Halloween, one of the minis, I get all my fucking joints hurt, the inflammation's out of control. People are always saying that shit. I'm like, you guys are, what are you fucking talking about? I can eat whatever the fuck I want, and I don't feel like, yeah, maybe I might feel like kind of bloated, but I'm just like, I'm used to it. But this year, the last couple weeks after we did our 21-day squish, the last couple weeks I've been fucking just going after the sugar, and my goddamn elbows hurt, my knees hurt, my gut hurts. I feel like an old sickly man. I gotta get off it. Ugh. All right, I guess I'm going to leave you with that fucking... I'm going to leave you with the man titties. And then we'll see if I can jump back on. I'll jump back on tomorrow or at some point and finish the saga of my wife's deer hunt. All right. Well, I haven't done a podcast in a while. Probably because I've been a little afraid, maybe, of what I might say. Which I don't know why I even give a shit. Oh, obviously I don't anymore. Sorry, I'm getting over a cold, and I just got done dragging a goddamn deer a long ways. I have no idea. If I was an industry guy, I'd tell you I drug her fucking like 2 miles. It was probably more like a quarter mile. That was far a fuck enough. But I didn't work out today. So, there you go. It's 11 o'clock at night. And I, like I said, I just got done snagging a doe that I shot in the paunch. Because I suck. Been hunting my buddy's hay stack yard. The deer have just been fucking destroying his bales. So he's just begging me to shoot some. This time of year, we just had the big-ass blizzard that everybody else had. And super cold. And those deer just moved into his fields. And they come in his stack yard and terrorize his bales. Etc., etc. That's where I come in. But I shot two tonight. The first one was a little earlier, first thing. doe walked by, and well, it was actually this doe. Shot her, hit her far back. Watched her go. Like, all right, I'm just gonna leave her be. I knew it was gonna take some time, and then right before dark, another doe walked by, and that one I shot. Made a pretty decent shot, hit her a little forward in the shoulder, went through the scapula, hit the far shoulder, and just basically dropped her in her tracks. This was a good day. It was a good day. I'm fucking reaping does. I'll be doing that till the end of the year, and then a little bit. We have a doe season that runs into middle of January, and like I said, there's a shitload of them out here that need shot. And no, don't fucking ask me if you can come out and hunt with me. If you're not a friend of mine, go fuck yourself. I invited an individual out this way one time, and it didn't work out. All that got shot was a cow right in the ass. That's a story for another time. Anyways. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. Got sidetracked. I'm a little tired. It's just funny. I've had a few people tell me that a certain so-and-so, or maybe so-and-sos, are talking a little shit about me, or just professing their hatred of me. Just fine. That's all good, because just know I fucking hate you too. And I also know who you actually are. Where everybody else is blinded. I don't know, it's just funny. I'm out here in the middle of the night retrieving a doe, dragging her ass through the fucking deep snow. Because I love it. I love this shit. And I don't get paid to do it. I don't have sponsors. I don't want all that shit. I fucking saw inside the industry for a brief minute and was like, fuck that. It's a fucking clusterfuck, folks. I mean, there's a few good people in it, obviously. I've made some good friends, don't get me wrong. There's some good companies out there. But for the most part, everybody's just fucking fake. And it's just, I don't want any part of it. This is who I am. This is who I've always been. People say I do this shit for the gram. Fuck the gram. I have said so much shit on here, on the fucking gram, on everything. I lose followers like crazy. The only fucking reason, honestly, at this point, Instagram is now my, I just like looking at it. I like looking, not at other people's shit, not at other people's fucking reels. God, I fucking hate reels. And I use them now and then just cause. But I ain't saying I ain't playing the game a little, but I like looking at my pictures. When I go to my profile, I'm proud of it. That's all I fuck. I mean, it's just like my album at home. That's what it's turned into for me. I'm proud of it. And I want certain folks, the good folks out there, folks like me, that have a fucking real job and work hard and spend half their fucking livelihood and income and blood, sweat, and tears on hunting. I want those folks to message me and interact with me and ask me questions, and I ask them questions, and it's good for that. That's what I'm using it for. And this podcast, I'm using it to get some shit off my chest, and I've had some people say they like it. Enjoy it, get some laughs out of it. This one, probably not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm not bringing you any laughs today. But yeah, I don't, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. There's all these other douchebags out there that say, oh, I hate social media. I hate social media. And that's their whole goddamn livelihood? Maybe they do hate it. But they ain't getting off it. It's their fucking, it's their life. I click one button, nothing changes for me. Nothing. It'd actually be really fucking good for me, because I get a little addicted. I ain't gonna fucking lie to you. It's just like everybody else. I like getting likes. I like it when people tell me they like something I did, you know? Comment positively. I don't really, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm a fucking human being, just like everybody else. I ain't gonna pretend like I'm not. But shut it off after the fucking couple of hours of DTs. I'm going hunting. I'm going fucking, I'm living my life. Nothing has changed other than I don't have to take fucking pictures all the goddamn time and put them up. That's it. That's all. And maybe I gotta pay for a few more things. I say I'm not sponsored, which I'm not. But I do have some relationships. I know I've said this before, but I have to fucking say it again for you cunts that think I'm fucking in the goddamn industry. I'm not in the goddamn industry. It's not a thing for me. Not going to be. It's disgusting. It's about the time that about a year from now I'm in it and I'm like, oh, I was just tired that time when I said I didn't like the industry, but now, you know, old fucking Ruger pays for my sheep hunts, so I got it to go. Oh God, I ain't gonna lie, I'll fucking sell out for sheep hunts. I've said it before and I'll say it again. No, I'm not going to be in the industry. It would have to be an agreement where I didn't have to do all the fucking gay shit that I just not interested. Not interested. And it'd have to be a company that I already fucking like, because it's just not worth it. I'll pay for my own goddamn sheep hunts. I'll go fucking wire a goddamn apartment building. Because that's easier than putting up with the fucking industry's bullshit. I'd rather work 15 hours a day than fucking hashtag something that somebody told me to, or fucking lie about how a hunt went down, or fuck, I don't know, all the other bullshit that goes on in the industry. But I am pulling in here to my folks's. Hopefully they don't think I'm a burglar. I'm going to run over here and try to call a coyote real quick on my way home. Because, I don't know, I'm fucking up. Might as well. All right, I'll jump back on after a bit.